Well, hi, it's Mac, it's McCorgan on Audio Boo, and today I'm at the local car boot cum market traders fair, and I'm going to take a wee walk round and see if I can get a consensus of opinion on feelings towards Margaret Thatcher. I know a lot has been said on the television and media about how wonderful, great, and how much of a saviour she was to this nation, to this country, and how she treated us all so well. Well, if that's true, I should get some really nice feelings and feedback from the local people, including the traders here in our hometown, up here in Bathgate in Scotland. And I'm just going to go ahead and just ask some people how they feel and how much they loved Margaret Thatcher. Hi there, ladies. I'm performing just a wee survey on how people feel towards the late and apparently great Margaret Thatcher. Could you spare 10 or 20 seconds of your time just to tell us what your feelings are towards the lady? Good or bad?
Well, honestly, I'm not a Tory. I'm not a Tory in any way. And but one thing I did like about her was that she introduced sort of like you could buy your council house, put it that way.
Yes,
you know? That was a good. That was a good thing.
Provided, of course, you had a job to pay for it. But, I'm not trying to influence you here, but looking for honest opinions, really. You know.
She was a pain.
Don't like the woman.
No,
honestly,
really,
don't like her.
Yeah, so not great feelings. Although you did appreciate the fact that she allowed us to buy our houses.
Well, that was it. Yeah. I mean, she was a biochemist, eh? And I think she was more famous for putting the bubbles in ice cream than what she was being a prime minister. Did you know that one?
No, I didn't know that one.
No.
Should I Google that?
Where are you from?
I'm from here. I'm a Bathgate bairn. But see, with all the pomp and circumstance going on in the media at the moment regarding the late Mrs. Thatcher, I just thought, I wonder if I get the local feelings towards her and see if there's any abidance with those positive thoughts coming over the television.
No,
and the papers.
I don't think you'll get any positive things in Scotland.
Well, we've had one from this grand lady anyway.
Not really,
just
thanks very much, ladies.
She's a warmonger.
Oh dear,
dictator.
Oh, you will.
Yeah,
okay. I can't insert my opinions here. Thanks very much, ladies. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, hi. How are you doing, Alec?
I'm doing good, man.
This is Alec, one of the local traders. You've heard them singing before,
doing,
him and
folks?
Derek. Alec, what I'm doing is
I'm doing
a simple wee survey for local people here to see if their thoughts and feelings coincide with the public media at the moment regarding the late and apparently great Margaret Thatcher. So I'm just looking for some feedback on what your thoughts on the lady was.
My thoughts on the lady was I thought she was a great lady. Right, and we were brought up Labour all our life, but she stood for what she wanted and she's seen it through.
Yeah.
Conflict interest between her and Scargill, Nainham would give in, and she won.
Yeah.
And I realised my father was a miner, all my father's farms were miners, and she'd done a lot of bad things, but she shaped this country. The country was on its knees. 3 day weeks, men dropping, three getting strikes at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
It was going the wrong direction, didn't it?
Yeah, where the unions were getting
correct.
A lot of control.
They were getting too much control.
Yeah.
Aye, and I do sympathise with the miners at the time. But in the same token, when the Second World War broke out, who were the miners?
And below.
Exactly.
But they had to get the coal to feed the steelworks, to feed the ships.
Yeah. That's right. I think it was ridiculous, the celebrations in George Square and that, with people who didn't understand.
Uh-huh.
But I also think it's ridiculous that Yule and Dodds are still running the coal out of Polkemmet right now. You know what I mean? Who were the strike breakers?
I've mixed
feelings, but personally I like Margaret Thatcher. I started my own business in 1988 and she helped me tremendously.
Well,
and it wasn't available under Labour.
That's great to hear that, because I expected quite a lot of negativity.
Well, everybody I'm friendly with her negative, because they were in the industries where it affected.
Yes.
And I was in the garage at the time, left it to start my own business. And I tried to borrow money to build a house. Nobody was wanting to give me it.
Uh-huh.
Thatcher made that possible.
Yeah. But you had a job to finance that, of course. But
aye, well, obviously the banks. But I can remember back in 1988, I borrowed £23,000 off the Royal Bank of Scotland.
Uh-huh.
And it was costing me £1,000 a month
yeah.
to bridge the loan. And that's what I was earning, £1,000 a month. Uh-huh. So that was my full wages on a bridging loan, which is scandalous.
Yeah.
Right, but Thatcher made it possible to people like myself, working class background, to go on the profit ladder and that. It was never going to happen under Labour.
So as far as you're concerned, more positivity than negativity?
100%, yes.
That's fantastic. Yeah. We're going to edit this one out. This is never going to go. I'm only joking. It's great to hear that, actually, you know.
I've got a philosophy, right? Back in the 30s and the 40s, the shipbuilding was a great industry. Right, in the 60s, 70s, the coal industry was a great industry.
Yeah.
And in the 80s and 90s, the market was a great industry. Yeah. And they're all finished. And things move on and times change.
That's true.
And would the pits be there if Scargill had won? I don't think so.
Who knows?
Because they were still bringing in cheap coal from South Africa, from Russia, from all over. So who knows?
It's all politics, as they say.
And I thought she was a good lady.
Good for you. I'm glad to hear you like that. I'll never buy from you again.
Thank you.
I don't ever did buy from you in the first place.
Don't ask us to do another song, right?
That's you're ruled out. I'm going to have a wee word with Derek. Derek,
okay?
Yes.
Hi, Mike.
I'm asking the local people, really.
Yes.
With all the positivity that's going on about Mrs. Thatcher, the late Mrs. Thatcher, what your feelings are, honest feelings, regards to Mrs. Thatcher?
First thing I'd like to say, Mike, is I was down in York this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and on Monday morning I heard that Mrs. Thatcher had died, and on the Tuesday morning I woke up in the hotel in York and I switched the television on. And here, what they showed you was George Square in Glasgow, and all the folk were dancing and playing the pipes and dancing on the headline and cheering. I noticed they were all too young to have even been voting age when Mrs. Thatcher was in. And I thought, that's disgusting. Because somebody's lost their life, whether you agreed with their policies or whether you didn't agree with their policies, somebody's lost their life, and it's not a nice thing. You've got to think of the family and all that. You know, you've got to have a wee bit of compassion at every stage, you know what I mean? But as far as, Thatcher went, do you know what happened? This country was actually like, I'm 57 this year, and I can remember, obviously I'm age enough to remember, and this country was like Bulgaria or somewhere before Thatcher came in. My mother would send me down, she's, listen, there's no sugar in the shops because the dockers are on strike. We're getting rationed out, and me and my sister would go down separately and go to different shops. They're only allowing you one bag of sugar. See, if you wanted a telephone, you could only get your telephone for the government, which was owned by GPO.
Yeah.
All the delivery things were all British Road Service. You could only get parcels in that delivered by the government. The government had too much involvement in everything.
Yeah.
And what happened is, to my mind, the free enterprise market was a better system. It created wealth for people, for everybody. Now, it was a shame about the mining communities because they had built up a lifetime. Actually, you know, the father had went into the pit and then the kids had went into the pit. But in actual fact, in the long run, what happened was it meant the generations didn't have to crawl on their bellies. The future generations didn't have to crawl on their bellies to dig coal out. And it's actually been proven that the coal thing was unprofitable.
Do you feel similar to Alec that the whole mining thing, closure of the pits, was really just a political battle between Scargill and Margaret Thatcher? And really, at the end of the day, it wasn't even from Scargill's side the argument necessarily beneficial to the miners in the first place.
I think you're bang on there, actually. What happened was, during that miner strike, Arthur Scargill's kids were going to a private school. And he was getting paid all the time for the mine workers union, right? And he was living in he only got put out it recently. He was living in a mansion in London. And what happened was, it wasn't affecting his livelihood. I've got a friend who was in the pits at the time. And what happened was, his marriage broke up and everything because of the stress.
Yes.
And they were actually getting nothing. The government wasn't giving them a penny at all, you know what I mean? And the end up was, the coal wasn't actually, it wasn't viable.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a viable business. You could import it for abroad cheaper than you could hire, cheaper than you could dig it out the ground. And so what happened was, someone had to change it. I feel sorry for the individuals.
Yes.
But I don't think, it's lovely. I don't think Mrs. Thatcher done that with malice.
Yeah.
It just, we had to do something to upgrade this country.
So overall, you've got more positive thoughts or feelings towards her than the negative ones that you've spoken about.
When I grew up in the early 70s, I mean, I've spoke to my children about this. There was nothing. We didn't have anything. Like, my mother and father worked all their life, and life was so hard.
Yeah.
And he never had a penny at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've actually got, I mean, I know it's hard times now, but what happened is folk became owners of their own property and all that. That was a great boom, and you know what I mean?
So, and then people like yourself, who are entrepreneur traders, who yes. are now worth loads of money.
Oh, aye,
you've
aye,
done
aye,
so
aye.
Well out of it.
Hundreds.
We're
worth hundreds, Mike.
Are we what, a wee dog? Sorry.
A wee Jack Russell.
Oh, well, I'll interview him later. Hi, I wonder, can you spare a moment just to give me your honest opinion on the part of the late and great Mrs. Maggie Thatcher? How do you feel that she's dealt with the country? Is she, do you have positive feelings towards her or negative feelings towards her?
It doesn't interest me. Politics doesn't interest me.
So you're not interested one way or another? So it makes no difference in her life or what are politics?
No.
Or nobody's politics, as far as you're concerned.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Thanks very much.
Josh.
Well, there seems to be quite a mixed view, actually, here. Some with no opinions, and some I'm quite really surprised. At the thoughts of two or three people so far. I guess we'll go on a stream and catch and nail another two or three. Gentlemen, can I intervene here and just ask you your personal thoughts on the late and great Mrs. Margaret Thatcher? Positive or negative? Nothing at all. No thoughts then? Now there's a thing, somebody denies even knowing nothing about Margaret Thatcher, and he's older than me, maybe just only by a few years, but I think people are really shy, to be honest with you. Hi there folks, how are you doing?
Terrible.
Terrible, that good? I wonder if you could spare a few seconds just to share your personal thoughts on the late Mrs. Margaret Thatcher. Positive or negative thoughts? How did you find the lady, or did you not find the lady?
Excellent.
You're perfectly happy with her politics?
Oh, yeah, I wish I could. She could resurrect from the dead.
Uh-huh. Ah, that good?
Uh-huh. Me, terrible.
There you go.
One of the worst prime ministers.
No, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, you can swear, but keep it mild. But
I love her.
Because she got you in this country.
Is that why you love, or you have great feelings towards Mrs. Thatcher, for allowing you to come into this country?
She didn't allow me. I came to this country when I was 5 years old, and today I'm 62.
Yeah.
So you can imagine. I had no choice. My parents brought me. If I had a choice, I wouldn't have come.
No.
By the time I had a choice, I was...
You either went back to Malaya. Or Alabama.
No.
We used to work together here.
Hello. I've got a customer. So if you can come back later, okay?
What you've said is enough, because it's just general feelings towards the lady, positive or negative.
Come through. I've got a customer.
Yes, yes, you give me yours.
No.
Ding dong, the wicked witch.
Oh, come on.
So you downloaded that MP3 file, did you?
100 times.
So there you go, two folk who are working together in a stall, and we have polarized in their views over Mrs. Thatcher. Yes, we're recording.
I love her.
Yeah, that's very sharp.
I love her. She's wonderful.
There you go. I'm going to leave you two here because we'll just stand back and watch the fireworks.
Henry, you go away. You must disappear.
Thanks very much, folks. Thank you so much. Thank you.
The problem with this country is when they have something good, they don't realize it.
They take it
for granted.
So I
wish there were people like her where I originally came from.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yes.
So it's a pity, for a lot of people's respect, that she wasn't actually Prime Minister of your country then.
If she was the Prime Minister of my country would have been a different...
There you go. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Take care now. Bye-bye. Well... obviously, I think you would guess here that was an African lady. She is a trader here. She sells Well, let's just say she sells ladies' underwear. A very colourful stall. She's a very colourful lady. She's well known here. And the old gentleman that was with her, he just helps out. Comes along. He's a native lad, in his late 70s probably. And he's they work side by side. He helps out with her stall. So there you go. Polarised feelings there. But it's amazing. I'm totally amazed at some of the thoughts that we've had so far. I guess, you know, is it ever worthwhile to pursue a consensus where you feel that you may be trying to influence or pick out the people that you think may be siding with your views, but that's not the point, is it? The point of having a consensus is to get views from all or every side and have them openly said, and to have honest opinions. And I'll be perfectly honest with you at this stage, that I am quite surprised. Not from the African lady, I kind of expected that a bit, but from some of the other traders, and from the ones that knew nothing. yeah, there you go. So, pros and cons for Margaret Thatcher. But again, I'm quite surprised at the feelings. Join us in the store to take part in free day.